This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Can't run it back because you're just going to be a year older next year. You're not going to have Ayuk for part of the season next year. Kit McCaffrey is going to be 29. Kittle, as great as he's been, is going to be 32. Debo looks slow now. What's he going to look like with another year under his belt? And I don't even think they can move on from Debo's contract after the restructure. I'm not sure if they can.
It just doesn't help them as much as it would have. In the past, it would have given them a good chunk of cap space. Now they can move on from Debo, and it would cost them, or they would gain $1 million extra in cap space versus if they just keep him. So theoretically, yes, they can. Right. Mm-hmm. But the only way it makes sense is if you are able to trade him to somebody for some value. Now, based on how his season has gone, I don't know what that would look like. It's going to be less than it was last offseason. I think the only way that Debo is gone is if he gets traded, because again, they could cut him and they get $1 million in cap space. But again, I just don't see the reason why you would do that. So outside of a trade, I think he's on this team because of that restructure. So again, that's frustrating.
And they're gonna have to, like, there's so many places they need to address next season. They need a center. They need a better right tackle as well. I mean, can we stop with that? They're gonna need another linebacker if Greenlaw doesn't come back. Linebacker's been an issue this year other than Warner. And if Greenlaw doesn't come back next year, you got to get another one, because Winters is fast, but he plays like a young player. You know, he can be undisciplined. He makes mistakes. If you don't have Ward next season, again, we like what we've seen with Renardo Green, but where do you go there? Yadam's only on a one-year deal. You probably have to get another corner. You still have two young safeties you don't totally know about. The defensive line needs a lot of help. Yeah. Leonard Floyd is 32 years old. You're going to need more. Javon Hargrave may not be on the team next year. You're going to need help there. The receivers look old and slow. If you just drafted two wide receivers, okay, if Cowing isn't in your plans, maybe he will be next year. If he isn't in your plans and Ayuk's not coming back until halfway through the season, he's coming off a major knee injury. It's not like he's going to come back again and be like, usually takes a little while. You need
Look
help
at Odell Beckham Jr.
He's never the same. Yeah.
Never the same.
You need help there as well. I like what they have with Garendo and Mason at running back. Again, I think that they did a good job. And then there's the Purdy question, who I think is good enough, but you can't throw him out there and expect him to be Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, because he's not. He's not Lamar. He's not those guys. I think he's good. I think he can be in, you know, a tier below or whatever, but he's not elite. So you do have to have guys around him, unless you have one of those five guys, and there's really only like five or so of them. Maybe I'm forgetting one or two people, but you need good players around your quarterback. Look at the situation the Cowboys are in. Like, Dak's an upper tier quarterback. He is, but he has major flaws. He can't win big games. You're going to win games with him, but you're probably never going to win a championship with him unless you have like great players around him. And when you're playing somebody like that much money, that's tough to do. It's part of why the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl every year, right? When you get that guy it just kind of is what it is. You're going to dominate. And if you don't have it, you got to hope you go on a heater one year, like a Flacco or a Nick Foles or Burrow or somebody like that.
And honestly, like that is really, to me, a very upper level kind of thought experiment and kind of galaxy braining things. But, you know, the question becomes if you don't, you just said it, right? Unless you get a guy that's on a heater or whatever, right? You look at, I mean, just look at the last 20 Super Bowls and, you know, it's just littered with Hall of Famers at the position, right? That's who wins the Super Bowl. You've got a Hall of Famer and all-timer at the position. Every once in a while, a non-Hall of Famer sneaks in. Again, you could argue, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer or not, right? He's got two Super Bowl victories over Tom Brady. Like, that's impressive.
Yeah, he's a borderline Hall of Famer anyway.
Borderline, right? But, yeah. You know, every once in a while, like you said, you get a Nick Foles. Every once in a while, like you said, you get a Joe Flacco.
Matt Ryan has a great year or something like
right.
that. Yeah,
but didn't win the Super Bowl.
Right.
So then the question becomes, if you don't think that Brock Purdy is one of those guys, do you pay him like he's one of those guys? That's a tough question because I don't know about you, but I've already seen this regime mortgage the future to pick a quarterback, and it was an abject disaster. So if you don't pay Brock Purdy, do you have faith that they can get a guy? And again, part of why they did that was because they came off a season in 2020 where they had a ton of injuries and they had a mid round pick that they were able to then jump up, granted at a high cost, to get into position to draft a quarterback. I don't anticipate this team being under 500. So best case scenario, you're in the early to mid 20s. You're not getting a quarterback there. So then do you, again, try and mortgage the future to get up? Is there a quarterback? You know what I mean? Like, do they make him play out the final year of his contract and be like, look, like we're not convinced. Now, if you're Brock Purdy, you go, well, then I'm not playing. Like, I'm not going to play at $900,000 and risk a knee injury that keeps me from becoming a free agent and cashing in, right? Like, there's all these different scenarios, but it is an interesting thought experiment to say, if you don't feel like a quarterback that has performed really well, but isn't elite, do you pay him like he's elite? Because you can't surround him with the type of talent that a quarterback of that ilk needs to win a Super Bowl, right? Dak Prescott's a perfect example. Unless you're Patrick Mahomes, unless you're Josh Allen, unless you're Lamar Jackson, right? Like, these are guys that can carry a team on their back to victories, right? Unless you're Lamar Jackson and you're playing the Steelers, then you can't. It is what it is. But I'm just saying it is. I've never been one to say that the 49ers should move on from Brock. I don't think they should move on from Brock, but I also don't know that $60 million a year for Brock Purdy is the right financial decision. And maybe as a organization and as a player, they come together and they go, look, here's what we think. Here's the market. We know what the market is. We need you to understand. We can't pay you market value because we don't think that, you know, we can compete if we're paying you that. Are you willing to take less?
At some point, at some point, a team is going to do that. And maybe the Niners will be that team, because look at the Trevor Lawrence deal. Look at the Dak deal. These are not good deals because these are not those type of quarterbacks. So now you're hamstrung. What if the Jaguars won 3 of their last 18 games or something ridiculous like that?
No one is saying that he's an issue. We're not talking about Brock Purdy being an issue. We're not saying that. That's not what we're arguing.
What they might do is maybe they do say, I don't want to say the use the Daniel Jones contract or like the Geno Smith contract, but maybe something like that where it's just shorter. Like, hey,
sure. Yeah.
Like we love you. But again, if we pay you $60 million, you know what I mean? We're going to lose a lot of pieces. Like what if we do, I don't know, 3 years, 130 or something like that. You're talking like in the mid 40s, like is Brock amenable to that? Brock is 24 years old. Brock may be like, all right, I'll sign a 3 year deal for $130 million and be a free agent again when I'm 27. He might do that. Sure, that's a great point. Green Bay and Buffalo will go a long way in evaluating, but that's a great point. The next 2 weeks are huge by Jeff Wallitzer. Green Bay and Buffalo games will say a lot. If he falls out,
Jeff's on a heater in the chat today.
He is on a heater today. He's doing a good job. Doing a good job. So maybe that's what they do. Maybe it is a shorter term deal where with not as much money with Purdy knowing that, all right, I'm going to be 27. You know, if I'm going to do what I think I'm going to do, I'll be 27 and have another chance to get a huge contract here. It's possible.
And let's be perfectly honest, betting on yourself, but still getting $45 million a year for 3 years.
Right. Like pretty good deal.
That's a decent bet, right? Like it's not really, there's not a ton of risk. For Brock in that regard. I think that's some of the back and forth with like Brandon Ayuk, I think was a little bit about, you know, teams typically want to go longer because they get to spread that cap hit out further. Right. Mm. And it helps the team more, but players want to go shorter so that they can get another opportunity to get into the market. And if wide receivers and players of that ilk want that, then obviously a quarterback who, you know, Brock Purdy for all the, you know, and I don't mean this to say that I think it's an act or anything, but for the amount of humility that guy has, that guy also has a lot of confidence in himself. He has to, right. You have to, in order to play that position. And so that's a good point. I never even thought of that. I never even thought of, about maybe the middle ground is not a 5-year contract, but annual average value being low, but rather a short term contract that is, you know, somewhere in between 45, maybe 50, whatever. And it still gives you the opportunity to cut bait if necessary, if it's not working out, whatever the case may be. That's a good point. I never even thought of that.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. There's 7 more games here to see if they can turn it around and see what else they can do.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.